we've reached new heights, man. Like, and they're actually like, they're putting their science studies behind them, and they're saying, look at the science. Trust the science. Yeah. What's up, guys? Welcome to Let It Be Heard, where we're doers of the word, not hearers only. I'm your host, Jaden Hurd, and today we're going to be talking about, and just calm down, we're going to be talking about men breastfeeding children. I know, crazy. Check it out.
Hi, my name's Ash, and welcome to LGBTQ plus birth research. Today's video signposts a case study where breast milk produced by a trans woman after she successfully induced lactation was analysed for its nutritional qualities. This study centres a trans woman who successfully breastfed her baby. She induced lactation via hormone therapy, using domperidone as a galactagogue, breast pumping, and then directly breastfeeding her infant. She co-fed with her partner, the baby's gestational parent, meaning the parent who carried the pregnancy, for the infant's first 4 months of life. The decision to stop breastfeeding was maternal choice. The medical management of how lactation was induced, including medications, dosages, and timings, are outlined in the study. For milk analysis, the mother provided 4 samples of frozen expressed breast milk, and each sample was collected approximately 1 month apart. All samples were warmed, hand agitated, and analysed using a form of infrared spectroscopy. All samples were run twice, and a mean result was generated. When compared with average nutritional values of breast milk expressed by cisgender women 10 to 12 weeks after delivery, values that were taken from a large systematic review of milk analysis, these breast milk samples showed nutritional values that were equal to or higher for fat, protein, lactose, and calories. Alongside this analysis, the study includes details of the mother's experience of breastfeeding her baby. She describes it as both, quote, emotionally fulfilling and pragmatic, and talks about the positive benefits for her partner too, including her getting more sleep. The paper concludes, and this is a long quotation, "These findings provide reassurance about the adequacy of nutrition from human milk produced by non-gestational, transgender female and non-binary parents on estrogen-based, gender-affirming hormone therapy, and support the importance of this experience on a personal level," end quote. Family structures are evolving, and healthcare professionals should be able to support non-gestational parents who wish to breast or chest-feed their infants. Trans, non-binary, and gender non-conforming people should be included in research on lactation. Tailored support for this parenting demographic includes affirming person-centered language and managing hormone therapy when inducing, during, or ceasing lactation. Further research is needed to confirm macronutrient content, begin to analyse micronutrient and bioactive content, and to better understand the volumes of milk expressed. As always, a reference to the paper we've looked at is down below, and thanks for watching.
Seriously, oh my goodness. The fact that, Micah, come here, please. You had to sit, did you sit through that whole thing?
I did.
You sat through that whole thing. I literally, I didn't understand half of it anyway, but long story short, a man, they do a study on a man breastfeeding. Right, resting the child. For some reason, that just needs to happen. The woman, or the person carrying the child,
the stational partner,
yeah, decides to. I think home. I don't know what that is, by the way, but it said like that the woman was actually happy because the woman could get more sleep instead of staying up breastfeeding. That is disgusting, first of all, but. You actually sat through that whole thing, and you're like, this would be a good thing to send. This would be a good thing to show Jaden, and put his viewers through and his listeners.
Well, I wanted to showcase the lunacy that the left has gotten to. This is a big issue. I know you may not think so, but right now on Twitter and X, they're discussing this exact point of is it okay for a man who pretends to be female to breastfeed a child.
We've reached new heights, man. Like, and they're actually like, they're putting their science studies behind them, and they're saying, look at the science.
Trust the science.
Trust the science. Yeah. Thanks. That's all I needed. And you know what's crazy, my friends, is like, not only they're putting science behind all this stuff, not only are they putting like they'll even say, oh well, back in history, like there were tribes that practiced this stuff too. They were trans, and you had tribe leaders that were women, and so they were matriarchal societies, and they were a lot better than, you know. Then they twist history, they twist science, and then you have just common sense, and they twist that too. They're like, yep, I'm gonna breastfeed with a man's breast, not a woman's breast, so that the woman can get more sleep, or whatever homeboy said or homegirl said. I don't know what it is. And also the accent is very deep, so like I can't tell even further, like whether it's a man or a dude or a girl, so, or a woman or whatever. So anyway, that's just very interesting to me, y'all. I didn't expect that. Micah said that he had a special video for me. I didn't understand, but that was 2 minutes of torture. I'm sorry about that. What I'm not sorry about though is, while you're here, I want you guys to stop giving your money to companies that support this nonsense, which is why I want you guys to switch over to Patriot Mobile. Americans have had enough of supporting companies that hate our values. Are you tired of compromise? It's time to switch to Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They're an example of putting the cause ahead of profits, and that's why I am proud to partner with them. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you access to all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the left. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you support the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the sanctity of life, our military, veterans, and first responder heroes. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. Their team will help you find the best plan for your needs. Just go to patriotmobile.com/herd. And even if you go to the regular website, you can just put in the code herd and you get a free activation. Again, that is patriotmobile.com/herd, or use code herd for a free activation. Guys, stop giving your money to people who hate you. Daily Wire says it all the time. We say it all the time here. Stop supporting this nonsense and support American companies that support our values. So anyway, let's actually get into this, okay? Biblically, homie is just absolutely, it hurts, because like the Lord's wrath upon this stuff, he calls it an abomination. God called this stuff an abomination, and it still is an abomination. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, right? So not only did he lay this out in Leviticus and Deuteronomy and Genesis, but he laid it out in Romans and 2 Timothy, I think it's 2 Timothy or 1 Timothy, 1 Corinthians, like in Matthew, I think Matthew 24. So there's just, at this point, my friends, biblically they're wrong, historically they're wrong. I can't believe I have to say this, but scientifically they are just absolutely wrong, okay? There's no way that it's just as healthy or just as good for a man to breastfeed a child as it is for a woman. Especially if it requires all this hormone therapy, it requires all this medicine, it requires all this surgery. Like, we already know all this stuff is artificial. It's just made up. And it's not natural. We already know what happens when we get outside the natural realm and we get into our little, we're pumping each other up with all these vaccines and all these tasteful medicines and all these liquids. You know, we saw what happened with COVID, but you know, whatever. But I'm just saying, like, that child, I feel bad for, because that child is going to grow up with so many complications. There's no question about it. That child, like, literally, that child, you know how I don't believe people are born gay. I literally think that child might be born gay. Like, legit. Like, that toddler is going to be, like, literally gay from the womb to the tomb, because the child was breastfed by not the father's milk, but by some artificial milk that came from the father, that came through the father's chest, through a bunch of vaccines and surgeries and liquids, injections, and estrogen and medicine. Like, that's exactly what's going into that child. Not breast milk. That's not what that is. I can guarantee you that. And that is, first of all, that's disgusting. I feel bad for children. But if Micah's right, and if the consensus on the right is right, whereas this might become the norm, my friends, we're in a world of trouble. This country needs hope. This country needs revival. It needs Jesus. That is the only answer to all this, right? And sadly, a lot of conservatives have opted just for sticking away from the Bible or sticking away from Christianity to answer these problems. But my friends, obviously that hasn't worked. We've taken the Bible out of schools. We've done this separation of church and state thing for a little bit. And look where it's taken us. Look where we are now. We need to, you know how Joe Biden says, build back better? We need to build back Bible, okay? We need to bring back that Bible, the Word of God, which is the only objective truth, and we need to push it forward. And this country will be revived. The Bible says, if you will turn from your wicked way, I will heal your land, okay? So, I mean, that's a promise from our Lord and Savior, you know? So a lot of people want to avoid, you know, the religion side of it, but my friends, prayer is the work, fasting, evangelism, right? Faith. That's what's going to save this country from that nonsense. And then, by the way, my listeners on Spotify or Apple Music, share this podcast with someone that is not aware of this stuff, because I mean, seriously, I haven't seen anything on Twitter, but apparently this is a big thing on Twitter. This conversation about men breastfeeding their children. Share this video with everyone you know. If you're on Rumble, if you're on YouTube, share this video, because, I mean, the awareness has got to get out there, because we got to stand up against this stuff. We got to fight back against this stuff. I was just watching a street preacher. He went to Kennesaw State. Kennesaw State's down here in Georgia. He went and preached there. And these students, man, they're so deluded. Like, they literally think the lie is the truth and the truth is a lie. They literally think red is blue and blue is red, you know? Like, and that's my generation. And he's sitting there preaching the truth to them, and they're just completely backwards on everything. Literally everything. Logically, scientifically. And that is the norm of Gen Z. But my friends, the only hope for Gen Z, the only hope for this nation is Jesus. So I'll say it again. Share this video with someone that you know needs to hear this, that isn't aware, and inform them, hey, this is what's going on, you know? And again, if you haven't yet, switch over to Patriot Mobile, because, my friends, we need to start funding our own movement so that we can fight back against this stuff, you know? That's the call to action, but I don't have anything else for you guys besides that. Thank you guys for watching this video. God bless you guys. Have a good rest of your week. I'm gonna enjoy my week. I just finished up some exams, so I'm a little tired. But other than that, I'm just excited to have the weekend to myself. I'm going on a nice Christian retreat this weekend, and I'm feeling good. So love you guys. Bless y'all. Have a good rest of your week. Thank you guys so much for watching this video. Be sure to check me out on Instagram, TikTok, and X. And be sure to hit that follow button and that join button. It'll take you over to our local channel where you can further support the show and get access to additional content. If you're on YouTube, hit subscribe. And you can now find Let It Be Heard on all platforms. So search us up on Apple Music, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon, all that. Check us out, and God bless.